How do you decide which new opportunities to pursue without overloading yourself? Let's say you're out there and you've got a side hustle or a business, and you're also busy with lots of other stuff, as are most of our listeners. Well, in this episode, we're going to help a listener navigate expanding their business while staying focused and strategic. Just a common concern, as your projects grow, clients often ask for more, customers want more things from you, they want more services, they might want more products, they want more of your time, which is all exciting, but it can also lead to overwhelm. So our question today comes from Gabriel. He's juggling multiple requests, trying to decide which new services to offer without spreading himself too thin. A classic conundrum. Let's see what we can do to help him and perhaps some of our other listeners as well. Stay tuned for the detailed question and my answer. And by the way, thanks for being out there. My name's Chris Guillebeau. That question from Gabriel coming right up.
Hi, Chris. It's Gabriel. Calling today with an update and a question. So, I started off doing video editing for businesses, and things took off so quickly, my clients began asking me for extra services, like managing their social media, writing promotional copy, even coaching them on presentation skills. Each new request feels like a golden opportunity, but I'm overwhelmed by just how many directions it can go. If I say yes to everything, I might spread myself too thin. What if I say no? I could miss out on bigger revenue streams. How do I figure out which add-ons to offer and which ones to skip?
Hey, Gabriel, I hear this a lot from listeners and new side hustlers, especially when things, as you say, take off. It's a good problem to have, but it's still a problem. It can be overwhelming. So I think what you do is you evaluate these opportunities through a specific lens. You kind of ask yourself, what do I have capacity for? What do I want to do? Like, what is the overall goal of my side hustle? Am I trying to work myself out of a day job? Or am I just trying to do something, well, on the side? So before saying yes to any new service, you just ask yourself, like, does this align with my core skill set or brand? Will it take this business closer to where I want it to be in the next year, let's say? We don't have to go so big as to say, like, what's your five-year plan? You may not have a five-year plan. A lot of people don't. But just think about the next year, you know, 6 to 12 months. If I do this, will it take this project or this business closer to where I want it to be? If yes, great. If no, you know, then why do it, right? If no, I think it's better to pull back and just focus on that core competency that you have started with. You may also want to test demand before committing, because not every client request represents a broader opportunity. And this is another potential misstep, I think, of new side hustlers. You know, they're doing something and it is working well, and so that's great. But they think, oh, every new request or every new opportunity I see is going to have the same result, and it definitely won't. So if you are thinking about proceeding with something, try to test it on a small scale first, just to be certain. And maybe another thing you can do is to create packages or tiers to streamline your offerings. So, you know, bundle some complementary services into clear packages. This simplifies your business model. It makes it easier for clients to choose, and it can also lead to you charging a higher rate. Depending on your industry or your project, those tips should help you to navigate at least some of the process. Just remember, it's a very individual process. It's something where you have to decide for yourself. I think it's really important in life to be able to say no or to refer out to somebody else. So if you are not sure, nothing wrong at all with saying, you know what, this one isn't for me. So I'm going to just focus on something that I am really committed to. You know, every yes should contribute to building a business you love, not just a busy business. That's another mistake, and it's one that a lot of people make, including myself. It's not only for new side hustlers. Sometimes I just make myself busy instead of doing things I love, and so I always try to get back to that core compass point. Listeners, let me know what you think, what your experience has been, and if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch and grow their projects. Hey, thank you so much for being out there. You're awesome. Much more is on the way. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.